Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. We want to get an update now on the latest in the global spread of H1N1 swine flu. Not officially a pandemic, but we want to get the very latest. Joining us on the line is Matt McGraw. Matt McGraw, he's a science reporter at the BBC. He's in London. Matt, are you there?
I am indeed, John, yes.
BBC World Service, forgive me. Matt, thanks for joining us. Matt, the WHO raised its threat level to 5, I believe, yesterday or perhaps early this morning. Can you explain what that means, what the implications are?
The implications are that the WHO think that we are on the verge of a global pandemic, and this is a strong signal to the governments of the world and indeed the people of the world that this is the case and that we should be prepared, and they want the governments of the world to put in place and put into practice their pandemic preparedness plans right now, and they want people, companies, antiviral companies to start ramping up their production of antiviral medications and people to start thinking about vaccines and how that might develop. So it's a very kind of early warning, late warning, if you like, and a serious one too.
Well, you mentioned vaccines. I want to ask you about that real quickly. We have the ability to make vaccine fairly efficiently in this country, but it takes months, 4 or 5 months at the best. What is the world situation in vaccines for places like Mexico, other countries that are affected? How quickly, what's the best case scenario that they could get H5N1 vaccine online?
The best case scenario would be probably 6 months. Maybe 4 months at a real push. The difficulty here is not so much about the production of that vaccine and the sequencing of the genes. That's all can be done quite quickly. The real difficulty is, do you make that decision now? Do you say we are going to put all our bets on this virus being the pandemic? Because if you stop production of seasonal vaccine or you interfere with that in any way at all, then lots of people who die, who might be saved by a regular seasonal vaccine could die, because they wouldn't be protected against regular flu.
Well, isn't there still an opportunity to mix the H1N1 into the seasonal flu vaccine for next year?
There is. There is still the opportunity to do that. But it's a critical decision, because we do not know what the efficacy and the safety implications of that might be. And I think scientists are a lot less keen on mixing in another virus into this mixture than they are on developing a single shot, if you like, when we know if this is going to be the pandemic or not.
Right. And then the downside to that is it's hard enough to get people to get one flu shot. Getting them to get two might be even more difficult. Well, I want to ask you, the CDC says we have 91 confirmed cases in the U.S., but in Mexico the situation is more severe, about 2,500 cases. President Calderon there has been on TV asking citizens to be extremely vigilant and urging them to stay home. What do you make of that advice? Is that good advice in this case? Does it risk spreading panic?
I don't think it'll risk spreading panic. I mean, the president was keen to say the safest place was to be at home, and you know he's technically right that it is a very safe place to be. Mexico have been pointing out that they feel that not necessarily it has peaked in their country, but that they have had a less intense increase in the number of new cases coming on in the last couple of days, which may mean nothing, but it may be significant as well. So they're hoping that if they get this shutdown in place until the 5th of May. So they will be able to stop any further spread of the disease in their country and effectively, if not shut it out, at least weaken it sufficiently to be able to curtail the deaths.
All right. Well, let's hope that deceleration is meaningful and that Mexico and the United States and everywhere else gets a reprieve over the summer. Give us some time to prepare for October when flu season comes back. Matt McGraw, science reporter at BBC World Service. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it. Femi?
Well, President Barack Obama...